The First Podcaster, the latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Was the much-loved comedian and actor Robin Williams the first podcaster? Here he is from the year 2000 on Jay Leno, describing a weekly show he was doing for Audible.
So every week it's a different...
Yeah, different show,
different
made
show
for the web for people to download.
And oh, okay.
And you can either load that on your computer, and from there you can load it to an MP3 player, which
an
is...
An MP3!
We've details of what he was doing and why he might have been the first podcaster, 4 years before the podcast even existed. Sounder has just launched a new website with a shift in positioning, a focus on the company's automated brand safety strategy and the tools that creators need to reach more listeners, increase revenue and optimize workflows. French podcast studio Empreinte Magnétique has published their attractive upcoming slate. See what I did there? They've also launched a kids podcast service called Tam Tam, costing €3.99 a month. That's $4.10. Joe Rogan wasn't number one in Spotify yesterday. The podcast there is Dear Media's Back to the Beach with Kristin and Stephen. You can find the number one for podcasts feature in our newsletter to see if it's still dethroned Rogan today. You should subscribe to that at podnews.net. Tana Campbell is spending money on Overcast to promote a show and explains why. He's also posted a number of other places you can pay to promote your show with costs and details. Parts of Libsyn were down for over 5 hours yesterday. Downtime happens to all of us. It was related to a database change. Apart from delayed stats processing, all is now well. And Screen Rant posts a nifty trick to help you finish podcasts and audiobooks faster. We'll save you the click. They've discovered their app's playback speed setting. And in People News, Josh Cohen has been announced as Director of Podcast Programming for ABC Audio in the US. He's been with ABC since 2007, when he started as an intern. And in podcast news, Dear Daughter was crowned the podcast of the year at the British Podcast Awards last weekend. You, Me and the Big C, Putting the Can in Cancer, was given Podcast Champion. Red Handed awarded the Listener's Choice Award. Everyday Positivity got the Best Daily Podcast Award. Decode walked away with the Best Entertainment Award and the Smartest Podcast Award. And this very podcast didn't win anything at all, but we didn't enter it, so that's probably why. You'll find the links to all of those in our newsletter, and that's the latest. To read all the stories and subscribe and support us, we're at podnews.net.